Hello, and welcome to today's Rugged Advantage podcast. I'm your host, Karen Hildebrand, and joining me today are Crystal Group Program Manager Missy Andrews and Business Development Manager Todd Prouty. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you, Karen. Happy to be here.
Now, recently, Crystal Group announced that it achieved the National Information Assurance Partnership, or NIAP, Common Criteria Certification of its Rugged Firewall. Missy, to get us started, can you give us some background on why Crystal Group wanted to pursue the Common Criteria Certification of this firewall?
Well, we were working with a longtime customer to provide a rugged firewall for their application. The baseline product has a NIAP certified option, but it didn't provide the protection needed for seamless high-performance computing in a harsh environment. So taking our ruggedized version of the 5516 firewall through this process ensured confidence that it would not only withstand an unpredictable forward-deployed environment, but also the continuity of critical cybersecurity protection.
How long did that whole certification process take? What's involved in that process?
It's quite a long process. As I mentioned, it had already been baseline certified, so we did get a little bit of a leg up there. We worked with a third-party facility accredited to perform the FIPS 140 common criteria evaluations. In total, the process took about 6 months, but it's not uncommon given the depth of the evaluation to ensure the product is free of known vulnerabilities.
Todd, now that Crystal Group has achieved this NIAP certification of its rugged firewall, how will that not only benefit the customer that Missy had referenced, but how can this carry through to benefit other customers and their programs?
This certification gives our customers some assurances that it is certified as a trusted product for them to use. All of the common criteria standards are met and proven to be met. It ensures the supply chain of custody is meeting its requirements for common criteria and NIST. So from a customer's perspective, it gives them a lot of assurances that the product will be safe and secure and able to be used in their programs and give them a head start on their certification tasks.
With the certification, they have that sort of trusted seal of approval, but what does that allow them to do from a performance perspective?
On the performance side, the baseline Cisco product already had the firewall performance and it was secure, so they had the assurances there. The value add that Crystal did on this package is it makes it meet the environment that it's designed to meet with this particular customer. So it's more rugged. And if you've been listening to other RAP sessions, you might have heard how Jim Shaw talked about we can now meet applications where a commercial product probably wouldn't have performed as well as it will now that Crystal has it in the right package.
I can see where that would be a true benefit to both existing and potential customers, especially when we look at cybersecurity and how it is such a prominent and important topic in all areas of our business right now. So speaking of cybersecurity, Todd, how does this align with Crystal Group's other cybersecurity capabilities and solutions?
So as our markets start to change in today's environment, cybersecurity is becoming a more prevalent requirement that we're seeing out there. It's not only in our private lives or in our personal perspective, but also cybersecurity in the way our customers are using the product. It's a big deal for them. It's almost table stakes. If they don't have the right security, the product won't be able to be deployed. And like Missy said, in this case, the customer actually required us to get that level of certification. We're proactively looking for and incorporating other NIAP certified products in addition to our own certifications. We've gone public with some information on how we're using Seagate SAS solid state drives, which are FIPS 140-2 certified. We've got rugged product modules that go into our network switches, like the IP security module that goes into the RCS 7450 switch. And we've got a lot of other things at play right now, but we can't really talk about them. We'd be happy to answer any questions that customers want to come and call us personally about.
That's fair enough. As we sort of wrap up on this topic today, what's the one key takeaway around this NIAP certification, which is truly impressive milestone, both for Crystal Group and its customers? But what's sort of that one key takeaway for our listeners today?
Well, it's really a good example of Crystal Group's commitment to solving our customers' complex engineering challenges, both from a design and performance perspective, but also as well as in managing the certification process for them, should that be a program requirement.
Very good. I think that is a great way to summarize this and a welcome perspective, Missy, because it really takes the bigger picture into account. Having a NIAP certified product ensures consistent reliability and performance, but before pursuing certification, the product needs to meet the specific operational, physical, environmental requirements of the application. So they're getting both customized and certified. With that, we're at the end of our time and our wrap session today. So Missy and Todd, thank you both very much for your time and the conversation today. And thank you to our listeners. As always, if you have a question on today's conversation or a topic you'd like us to discuss in a future wrap session, please send me a message at info@crystalrugged.com. Otherwise, have a great day, and I'll wrap with you soon.